believe in yourself, and believe in the faith. Hello, everybody. Welcome to On Nairo's podcast. I'm your host, On Nairo, a fun guy, a lovable guy that loves to talk about history, politics, movies, entertainment, of what's going on in all little worlds. In this episode, let's talk about movies right now, because I think we all need a distraction in life. The movie we'll be talking about, or in this case, a whole series of movies, is Lupin III, The Castle of Cagliostro. Now, this is probably the most interesting type of movie. This is the very first movie that was directed by Hayao Miyazaki. If you guys know who is this Hayao Miyazaki guy, he is this well-known anime director that makes such great films as Nausicaä and the Valley of the Winds, Castle in the Sky with Diamonds, and Kiki's Delivery Service, and Princess Mononoke. This was his first film, and it's the second film in a franchise of Lupin III. Now, if you don't know who it is, Lupin III is this thief that was created during the 1960s and had an anime in the 70s. Has five parts in counting. It's one of the very first animes that you can jump in whatever part that you want to be part of. There is the first part that was created during the 70s. It's like how it started. There's the second part that has a great English dub cast. There is the third one that is basically kind of like Batman Brave and the Bold. There is the fourth, and there is the fifth. So, let's talk about Lupin III and its story. Lupin III is a story about a thief named Lupin III, who is the grandson of Arsène Lupin, created by Michel Leblanc. He is with his group of other thieves and scoundrels. Start with Goemon Ishitaro XIII, a sword-wielding, can cut through anything with a sword known as Sambatsu. Daisuke Jigen, a sharpshooter who is very fast and pretty strong. He is one of Lupin's most greatest allies. And Fujiko Mini, proving that once again, there was fan service during the 70s and late 80s. And they're always being chased by this police officer who was in the greatest Interpol go god of all, Zenigata. So, this movie is the second of this franchise. Like, I think I repeat myself in this one. It is probably one of the best movies. It was the most iconic of all of them. Not only it was directed by Miyazaki, it is the second one. But it has not just two dubs. If you want to watch this in dub, I highly recommend Manga Entertainment because it has the one and only David Hayter. So what is this story of this movie? Well, it is an action flick. It starts off a robbery, and then they robbed counterfeit bills. So they go into the place that actually started these counterfeit bills and that started with counterfeit money, and then just the guy who's trying to save the damsel in distress. You know, people never like the whole damsel in distress take no way type of archetype. Me, I actually kind of enjoy it. A man saving a woman, or a woman saves a man. Saving people is interesting, but we don't have to deal right now because Nina Sarkeesian, the anti-Nina Sarkeesian, and all those feminists and SJWs kind of ruined that. Really good storytelling. Even though this is a trope, it's an interesting trope. But when this movie came out, it was not a good movie. But it's like a fine wine. First it was bad, then the years went by. And actually pinpoint this fan's career. Hayao Miyazaki's career. It's surprising in an interesting type of film. But enough about that type of movie. But it's time to go to different subjects right about now. It's time to get to the most dangerous place, reality. Yes, reality. Reality is a dangerous tool that people don't like. It is one of the most powerful of the stones that people call them. So let's talk about what is going on in this world. Why has people gone crazy, and why I'm not a big fan of this SJW crap, what's going on just today. Psych midway from the grateful world of Miyazaki to the actual hellish of reality. So, why do I actually have a problem with SJWs? Why is it that they are just a thorn in people's sides? When you talk about them, it's like they should not be named. They ruined everything they touched. They ruined media, video games, and most importantly, reality itself. They think that we are bad people, like the Trump supporters, Orange Man Bad. It's like the new Heil Hitler. Every time you hear Orange Man Bad, it makes you feel something. And you know, for a first episode for this podcast, I'm surprised that I'm talking about this. It might deplatform me in the very first episode. Who knows? But it is so something. It's just so sad, and these people's lives are so messed up. I was one of these people that are tired of the SJW-ness. I'm tired of them being bullied, people, creativity, and all this other stuff. That's why I was part of a lot of Amiibos. If you guys don't know, and I wish I'd be sponsored by these people, Amiibo is this nice, great chat area. You can discuss things like anime, video games, and books, and different types of Amiibo. There's an Amiibo for Steven Universe, there's Amiibo for Adventure Time, Mortal Kombat, and all this other stuff. But it's basically on me. I think I just made a sponsorship in this podcast. In the first episode, scary. But anyway, it's just something about that. After all, it is the first episode. But the next episode, it's going to be interesting. This next episode will be a timeline. I started this in the podcast, the other app of the podcast. I want to start doing a timeline. A timeline of these SJWs. If you want to join me in the next episode, so be it. Anyway, this is your friendly Oren Nairo, a fighter of peace, justice, and the American way. Thank you very much.